Ugh, the citronella candle is useless! And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack, too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning!
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on, mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke, no smell?
That's it! Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. On the eve of the meeting, we're told, between the President of the United States and the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, in California, and the meeting to discuss significant issues between the two states that are now at odds over trade, certainly over geopolitics, and certainly over drugs. All of those matters can be discussed before the president. They might also mention COVID. However, the big story is East Asia. Can East Asia stay away from a kinetic conflict? Can we avoid a third war at the same time we have the two wars in Eurasia? I welcome Grant Newsham. Colonel Grant Newsham, U.S. Marine Corps retired, is the author of, most recently, When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Grant, a very good day to you. I begin by saying there is the general opinion that the PLA, that the People's Liberation Army, and the PLA Navy, and the PLA Air Force have not won a battle for quite some time, and that can be argued to extend to the 1940s or earlier, and are not ready to fight here in the 21st century. You've published a piece in Epoch Times that challenges that assumption. How so, Grant? A good day to you.
Well, good afternoon. Glad to be here. Well, I'd also point out first that the U.S. Navy hasn't fought a war since 1945. In terms of winning wars, it's not as if the U.S. has a long track record of those either. But that said, we're talking about the Chinese. And they have gone about, in the last 20 years, 30 really, building up a military that is impressive. And in certain circumstances, it could beat us if the fight is close to the Chinese mainland. Give you one example. Every time that the United States Navy sends ships through the South China Sea, they're usually shadowed or outnumbered by the Chinese Navy, often 10 to 1. And the Chinese can put all sorts of ships in the water. And in effect, they have de facto control of the South China Sea. They took it about 6 or 7 years ago. So we effectively go in at their sufferance. Yes, we can bull our way in. But once we're gone, things close up and you know who runs the place, and it's the Chinese. But they really have made impressive strides with their Navy, their Air Force, their Army, with outer space, cyber, electronic. Their rocket forces is terrifying if you think about it. We just choose not to. And the thing is, they're not perfect, of course. They have a lot of problems, but they understand what they are, and they train to try to meet those. And good training makes up for a lack of combat experience in most cases. So I just sort of note as the last point that really a military only has to be good enough to do a certain thing at a certain place at a certain time. And if you choose your spot and choose when you're going to pull the trigger, you can give a more powerful enemy overall a really bloody nose. So for now, the Chinese are pretty strong close to China. They don't have this global power projection capability yet, but they're working on it. In 5-10 years, they'll be able to exert force a lot farther from the Chinese mainland.
My memory, Grant, going back to 2012, when Xi Jinping replaced Hu Jintao as the general secretary for the first time, the first election, and he's now extended his office for a third time. My memory is that there was immediate criticism of senior officers in the PLA driving sports cars in Shanghai with vanity plates. And I recall, Xi Jinping early on saying, no more of this, get rid of them. The military is for something sober to defend the Chinese Communist Party, remembering the PLA is sworn to the Chinese Communist Party, not to the Chinese state. Is there indication that the military is more sober-minded now than vanity plates?
I think it is. Of course, it's hard to clean things up entirely. And if you go back 20 years, the Chinese Communist Party was trying to get, was ordering the People's Liberation Army to get out of business. It was really more of a business entity than a fighting force. In the last 23 years, they've come quite a long ways. And, you know, it's not the military that it was 15, 20 years ago. It's a much more modern, mobile force that is able to do some level of combined arms operations as well. And their hardware is very often first class. And sometimes, as I said, you just have to be good enough. But it's never perfect, as I said. And Xi is always got to be wondering if he can count on it. And he's, you know, trying to solve that problem, but nobody quite knows. But compared to a decade ago, the PLA is a much more formidable force. And annual Department of Defense sort of China military power reports pretty much lay out this progression and improvement in Chinese military capabilities.
You make the case in your article at Epoch Times that this isn't just about surface warfare, surface, or about the Air Force, or even about the army on the land in China. It's also about cyber, it's about space, and it's certainly about submarine warfare and anti-submarine warfare. Are all those areas equally developed as the PLA Navy and Army are?
Well, they're all getting a ton of attention, and you're always going to have some that are better than the others. But if you look at it overall, if you step back a bit, every one of these is really giving us some cause for concerns. I mentioned their rocket capabilities, which are superior to ours. They have some hypersonics and some other types of missiles that could give our defense systems all fits, to put it mildly. I don't think we could defend against them. Their nuclear weapons capability, it is on a breathtaking uptick. And they just might already have a lot more nuclear warheads than we think. And their missiles that they use to deliver these are getting better and better. And there's a lot of them. And their outer space activities, there's a lot of it. So they're operating on every front. They're pushing. And as I said, sometimes there'll be some things will be better than others. But by and large and overall, this is something that you really have to take seriously. And there's been a tendency on the U.S. side, it's sort of condescending to think, well, they could never be our equals. And it's in some ways like a sports team that has dominated for a long time. And they don't see these rivals that have come up and gotten about as good as them. And then one day they get overtaken. So we've just been asleep and willfully ignored what was coming for too long. And as I said, in some areas, the Chinese are probably ahead of us, particularly when it comes to missile capabilities.
You have published with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies an article examining a relationship between the Australian government and Tuvalu, the government of Tuvalu, an island in the Oceania, that has now made a deal in some fashion for people to emigrate to China, to Australia from Tuvalu because of concerns about climate change at a pace over these next years, and also receive national security from the mainland of Australia, elbowing aside China's efforts to sign up Tuvalu. Have I read it correctly, Grant?
Oh, kind of. You know, it's just that question of whether or not it's successfully elbowed aside China's efforts is something that's in question. It was just recently signed the other day, and it is, as you described, it's an agreement that Australia will allow something like 280 Tuvaluans to come into Australia every year. And Australia will assist in some land reclamation because rising sea levels and climate change is a huge worry for the Tuvalu. And in exchange, Australia gets, they would call it the right of denial, which means that they can keep other defense forces out of Tuvalu. They have that right. And they also pretty much have the right to control all of the infrastructure in Tuvalu, the ports, the roads, telecom systems, energy systems as well. And
We have 30 seconds, Grant. Go ahead, Colonel.
Okay. Well, one wonders if that right to exclude foreigners includes excluding the U.S. military. But ultimately, this deal, it's you have to see how it plays out, but it represents almost a colonial mindset on Australia's part. You can see them almost chuckling in the way they've gotten this great deal for almost nothing. And the text actually says if Tuvalu asks for defense, Australia only has to do it if their capacity and domestic processes allow. So, as I said, it's almost a colonial approach to things. Australia would bristle at that.
Grant Newsham, author of When China Attacks, Colonel, United States Marine Corps, retired. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in. An all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.